Blog Talk Radio.
We do hold it tonight.
I can't find no one. Thank you. I believe God's got a word for somebody in his hands. There's an atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, he speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now.
Right now.
You give your victory right now.
Praise God. I wanted you all to hear that tonight. If anyone needs encouragement tonight, God knows the plans he has for you. Don't worry. Don't give up. Don't stress it. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. He said, I know. He's going to give you a future. I mean, God is not here to tell you, yes, he's allowing Satan maybe to beat up on you, but hey, God is still in control of your life and my life. Hallelujah. God is still in control, and he's not going to let you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming to you tonight. This is Praise Sunday. We come to praise the Lord. And God said, I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know the plans I have for you. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God knows. God knows what you're going through. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's there. He knows. He's there. He's upholding you with his righteous right hand. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you knows. You knows all things, God. God, there ain't nothing you don't know. God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sin. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything that we know or don't know, God, Lord, wash us and cleanse us from that. Help us in everything that we go through, Lord. We are expecting you, oh God. to move mightily in our hearts, oh God. Helping us, oh God, in our shortcomings, our downfall. Lifting us, causing us to stand on solid ground, God. Hallelujah to Jesus that's seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everyone that's on this line tonight, God. Lord, we have come to worship you, God. We have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, God. We have come to agree, oh God, in the spirit, God, and in the physical, God. Everything that you have plan, oh God, for us that it shall be done. Hallelujah, praise God. We don't take nothing, oh God, less than what you say shall be done. God, if your people is to be healed, we are believing, God. If your people will be set free, God, we are believing, God. If your people need, oh God, a blessing, we are believing it, God. Lord, whatever you know, oh God, yes, you do. You know, oh God, everything that they need that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, God. God, because you said you own the cattle on 1,000 hills, God. God, you said you would reward us, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you. Yes, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, God. You steady bringing us together, oh God. You steady moving and pouring out your spirit on us, God. Yes, God, we desire all that you have for us, oh God, to do the magnificent, oh God, Father God, to show yourself mightily, oh God, in our behalf. Yes, we thank you. Yes, we are thanking you. We're giving you all the glory that belongs to you, all the honor belongs to you, God. Yes, Father God, to your will. Yes, Father God, to your way, God, because your way, oh God, is the holy and righteous way, oh God, and we will praise you. We will not bow down to what the devil said. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. I am just so delighted tonight to see all of you all tonight here to worship. I pray that that's what you came for, to worship the Lord our God with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to acknowledge someone on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one I don't see, but I want to acknowledge a birthday tonight. And that is Minister Janice Williams, who will have a birthday on Tuesday. Praise God. And also, we want to acknowledge Evangelist Jim Cole. Praise God, who had a birthday on yesterday. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord is doing. God is doing great and mighty things. Everything that the devil means for bad, God turns it around for good. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the devil say, I got you, and I'm not going to let you go, hey, we bombard heaven and say, oh, the Lord is good, and the Lord will fight the battle. Hallelujah. And he does. He fights every battle for us. So tonight, let us sing happy birthday to Minister Janice Williams. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Janice. Happy birthday to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord continue to bless you. Be blessed, honey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go into our prayer request tonight. Praise God. If anybody, I know we had some technical difficulties on last week. I didn't get a chance to hear everyone.
Praise God. So if you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone and your hand will show up and we will be so happy and glad to pray for you if there is anyone. I see some hands going up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see hands going up. Let's see here. Let me get a prayer warrior on the line here. Praise God. I see 4 hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Minister Shawanda, can you pray over the prayer request tonight? And I was looking for Minister Keys. I don't think she's done. All right. Minister Shawanda, can you pray over the prayer request tonight? Press 1 if you are there. All right. La, 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 la. I see. I'm going down through here to see who's on here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. Well, I think first one, Minister Shawanda, if you're there. If not, I'll go to praise God. Hallelujah. I see another person here. Minister Stokes, can you pray over the prayer request? I don't think I hit her yet. Okay. Minister Stokes, can you pray over the prayer request? We have a number of people here. Okay. All right. First person is Minister Bowman. Come on. Give us your prayer request.
Good evening, everybody. I just thank God to be on the line one more time, my beautiful family in Christ. And I'm just, you know, I should prepare just keep on keeping on and keep on holding on to God unchanging hand until he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. And y'all let my brothers Pastor Trev is up in prayer because God is truly using him over there in the correctional center, and that one day he will be home with his family so he could bring that word to the world. Amen?
Amen. The next person is Minister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to ask for prayer for myself.
Good evening.
I would like to ask prayer for my pastor, Pastor Trinity Stratton. And I would like to also remind everyone, today is my aunt Brenda's birthday also. I thank you.
Okay. All right. And we have, okay. 581, go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm on a house phone. I don't know that phone number too well. Okay, good evening, everyone. God bless everyone. And my prayer request is for prayer for my immune system and prayer for me to get a new vehicle.
Okay. And vehicle. And also we have, go ahead, 713. Give us your name and prayer request.
This is Minister Gwen, and my prayer request is continued growth in the Lord. And with that, I know it comes a challenge. And so I'm just thanking God by faith for continued growth in the Lord for me and my family. Amen.
All right. Miss Lucita.
Good evening, everyone. My prayer request is for myself and my four sons, Anthony, Austin, Alec, Elijah, for God's continued favor and protection, Psalm 91, over my sons and myself. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you got in tonight. Praise God. All right. Did I get everyone? I don't want to leave anybody out. Have everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God anyhow. Praise God. I am going to pray over these prayer requests. Praise God tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanking God for each one of you. Praise God that have brought a prayer request before the Lord. We know the Lord hears when we cry out to him. Praise God. And Lord, I thank you for Mother Bowman, God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing her body, God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving her praise in her heart, oh God, Father God, letting all the glory go to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are more than enough for her, and you're showing her that, God. Lord God, you meet every one of her needs. And Lord, I thank you for our own sister Sharon, oh God. I thank you for healing in her body, oh God. I thank you for her pastor, Pastor Kenneth Stratton, oh God, that you continue to touch him, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, for Brenda, oh God, thanking you, Lord God, that she has made a birthday, even though she's still going through mourning from the loss of her husband, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are touching her and strengthening her, God, by your mighty power. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for Tasha, God, our own dear sister, Tasha, God. Lord God, I pray that that immune system be built up, that she got much stuff to build it up, God. And, God, help her to know, oh, God, Father, God, that you were there, God. You'd never leave her nor forsake her, God. Thank you, Lord God, for that vehicle, God. God, that you got it already on the way, God. And thank you, Lord God, that it's going to be manifested, oh, God, in her life, God. We thanking you, Lord God, for our own sister Gwen, God. Lord, that she's just going to grow more and more in you, God. Where she thinks she don't have enough, God, you got hidden treasures in her. Yes, Lord God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for our own sister Lucita, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for her, oh, God, and those four sons, oh, God. Continue, oh, God, to do your mighty work in them, God. Father God, draw them close to you, oh God. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord God, you didn't give them to her for nothing, God. You gave them to her, oh God, Father God, that she would be the mother, oh God, to them, oh God. Father God, thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Lord God, that she is steady growing in you as you touch her every day, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Everything the devil that meant for bad in her life, God. Lord God, you turning things around for her good, God. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper. And Lord, we so grateful that we can give you all the praise. We know that you are still doing great and mighty things. We pray that them boys, oh God, Mother Stokes' boys and Lucita's boys and my boys and all those that have boys will praise the Lord and preach the gospel, oh God. We pray nothing else can stand in before them, oh God, to keep them, oh God, from, oh God, giving you all the praise, oh God. Father God, look on every one of us that have a son. Hallelujah. Touch those sons tonight, God, in a mighty way, oh God. Touch those sons, oh God, that they'll sing praises. Touch those sons, oh God, that they'll want nothing but you, oh God. Oh, put a praise up on their lips. Oh, praise God. We thank you. We thank you because you said in everything to give thanks. But this is the will that concerneth you, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you are so good. You are so kind. Hallelujah. Praise God and praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask our own dear sister, please, will she give us a praise song at this time? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Oh, how he walked with me. And oh, how he talked with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Get away from my
curtain. You know my name. Oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsels me. It still amazes me that I am your friend. You know my name,
Jackie Keys. Hallelujah.
You know my name,
Sister Vivian Collins.
You know my name,
Mother Lily Mae Stokes.
You know my name. Oh, how I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. And you know my name. You know my name.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. Praise. Hallelujah.
Minister Zeta, give us a praise song. This is Praise Sunday. Come on, give us a praise song.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Well, if the wind never stop blowing, and if the gray clouds always cover the sky, and if the billows never stop rolling, and if it just rain all the time, oh, and if the moon never sun is shining night, and the stars never decide to give a twilight. Hey, Lord, you gave me. Lord, you gave me one more sunny day. Oh, Lord, you gave me one more sunny day. Yeah, Lord, you gave me one more sunny day. Lord, you spoke to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
They all passed away. Lord, you spoke to the wind, oh, wind to steal. Hey, you spoke to the billows and the rain. Oh, and they obeyed your will. Hey, I said one more. Hey, hello, one more. No, one more. Lord, you gave me one more sunny day.
Amen. Praise God.
Come on, Minister Gwen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, I'm ready to see a miracle. Lord, I'm ready to watch your glory fall. Do it only you can do. Do it only you can do. Lord, we're ready to see revival in this place. Lord, we're ready. We don't want to leave the same. Do it only you can do. Do it only you can do. Breakthrough is coming. Our God is moving. Breakthrough is coming. We believe it. We believe it. Breakthrough is coming. Our God is moving. Breakthrough is coming. We believe it. Lord, we're ready for revival in this place. Lord, we're ready. We don't want to leave the same. Do it only you can do. Do it only you can do, Lord. Do it only you can do. Do it only you can do.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God. Again, I want to acknowledge Evangelist June Poe on her birthday yesterday. And Minister Paul, would you like to have a word to say before I bring the message? Praise God. Hallelujah. So grateful.
Praise the Lord. You're so very kind, Minister Vivian Collins. Amen. I thank all of you for wishing me an 87th year birthday yesterday. Hallelujah. But I want you to know also I had the Lord sent me a word of prophecy, vision, before day this morning. And I know what it meant, but I'm just so thankful that quite surprising the way he, you know, it wasn't a dream, but it was a vision. And I was lying down. And what it is that he would complete that which he had begun in my left foot or leg, which was, you know, I was having some complications in a way of walking with some assistance, you know. And so I got up finally. I said, I got to get up and try this out. So I didn't use the walker and didn't use, I'd been riding, you know, the wheelchair and everything, but I praise God for that he gave me last night. And I'm praising the Lord for all of the saints on the pre-conference lines or prayer lines or whatever in the house all over the world. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Bless my sisters and brothers, Lord, who love you and who are being prepared and pulling away from everything that's not of you, and we're getting ready for the catching away, the rapture, which is next on the line. So don't you worry. Just keep yourself ready and be ready and praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Vivian, and we invite you all, hallelujah, to come on after Sister Vivian gets off. We'll have a couple of speakers who own Bishop Tommy Jones will be speaking, and Minister Reba Powell will be speaking, and we'll also have a word of prophecy from one of the lesser-known prophecies from Brother Charlie McLaughlin. Hallelujah. So those are our speakers tonight, as the Lord would lead, and we hope that we have a great testimony coming from someone. But I thank you all for listening to me. And I bless you. Hey, I say bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Vivian.
You're so welcome. We sung a happy birthday to you earlier before you came on. We already done your birthday and Minister Janice. We had two birthdays this week. Praise God. Well, we thank God
Amen.
For that. And seventh birthday, God is still in the blessing business. What a devil tried to
Praise
knock
God.
Her down with a stroke. She never felt no pain. And he just only tried to capture her for her. She done got a vision that she's going to be walking again. Hallelujah.
Right.
We better give God some glory because we believe him by prophesying it shall be done. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. It
yes.
shall be done. You don't take nothing
and
from
I,
the
devil. You know
what?
I got to walk this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well,
praise
God.
Hallelujah. Praise Amen. 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 We can go right
Thank
on into a message. Praise God. This is praise
God.
Sunday. Praise God. We're praising God on out of this thing. We're not letting the devil, we're not giving the devil no authority in our lives. Praise God.
That's
and
right.
And we're going to do something in the middle of family worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. The family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All of us should have a, you know, I reason I call Sister Zadie because she always have those children there and teaching them, you know, teaching them how to sit down and be quiet and all that. So we should be in our, the children should be in our worship. Many times, many
right.
times,
Amen.
God, the children are left out.
Glory.
Of worship, the most important thing in the home, but we're leaving them out, and they are struggling, and praise God, they don't know what to do because we are to be their teacher, praise God, hallelujah. They'll learn how to listen, sit down, and be quiet when the praises is going on, not on social media, not in another room, not praise God. Now, our children, praise God, is supposed to be taught to listen so they can learn something. Praise God. Our children is taught, praise God, they're supposed to be, but many times now they we're looking at children and they are saying, oh, that's old folks. No, the Bible says that we ought to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he get older, he will not depart. Come on, somebody. If we don't go back to Bible training, our children will steady go astray. Praise God. We're not supposed to leave them somewhere else. Praise God. They ought to be in worship with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have been bringing things on marriage, and we'll do that next week. But we want to talk today about the family, the family altar and the family worship. We supposed to have our children right here beside us listening. Make them listen. Make them turn that TV off and listen for at least 30 minutes until the message is over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Family worship in the present day home is all but a thing of the past. We just done left them where they can go on and do what they want to do. But that is not the way God wants us to bring up our children. You will still find a home here and there. Praise God. Like I say, Minister Sadie, she's trying to bring them grandchildren up in a Christian atmosphere. But we ought to be bringing those grandchildren. Hey, are you not by yourself? I wanted to bring mine up and teach them the word. Guess what? They won't even come around me. Hallelujah. Because they knows what I'm going to stand for and what I'm going to tell them. So they don't come, and that's the way they do when they get older, you know. They're going to stay around their mama, and when the mama don't teach them, then the children go astray. Then the children do what they want to do. But this is not the way God has ordained it. Us grandmothers is not supposed to be the one training, the one that brought them into the world. It's the one supposed to be training the children. Praise God. Hallelujah. You still will find some that will sit down and tell them to pray and lift up their hand and acknowledge God. Very few. The old home and the way of life have changed and faded away at this present modern day living. Praise God. Hallelujah. The home is the first God-given institution the world has ever knew. I remember Sister Tasha. Hallelujah. She used to bring her daughter, and still do, to the Bible studies, praise God. And I used to see her. I know a lot of girls, they gone on with their boyfriend. But all Sister Tasha brought her daughter, and she learned of the Lord earlier. She was taught of the Lord in an early age, praise God. Hallelujah. So that's what we ought to be doing, praise God. We got to start on our children in an early age, praise God. So when they are older, they won't depart. The word of God said, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the basic and the foundations of the society, the church, the state, and the nation. Destroy the home. And you have destroyed all the other institutions if you don't bring your child up or your grandchild, whatever you can do. And I know, wait, let me stop here. I know some parents, they will kind of get angry at you if the child go back and tell them what you taught. They are so jealous, they don't want the children to even know. They want them to be the one, but they're not doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we get away from the morals and let Satan come in. And when Satan come in, then they are sorrowful. Children is to be taught of the Lord. Our grandchildren is to be taught of the Lord. Praise God. And it is the reason the church and the nation are both on sliding right on into hell, because they don't want their children to be taught the word of God, even in the schools. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our homes as a whole are gone. My gracious. It is so sad to say, praise God. I remember, praise God, when I was coming up, my mother would tell us, she would dress us and go sit us, tell us to sit in the swing and don't get dirty because you're going to church. And we would go, had to go, and we would have to sit there and don't be talking, praise God. I know children, if you bring them these days, they sniggling and going on. No, you couldn't sniggle and going on. You had to sit there and listen, whether you got anything or not, praise God. You had to sit there and you couldn't sniggle at whoever is preaching or whoever is singing or whoever is dancing. No, wasn't the point. And you know, we have just gotten away from it. We have gotten away from what God has ordained to teach children, praise God, how to sit and listen to family worship. Let's look first at the home, what it means, a family altar or a family worship. This present generation knows nothing about family worship when you speak of a family altar. So they've never been taught. They don't know anything about that. Praise God. So to say your prayers, you know, we used to make the children get down on their knees and say their prayer. And mama used to make us get down on their knees and say, and my boys have their Bible. And they done left the Bible here now. Praise God. But everybody had their own Bible, and they had to listen. They had to listen to the prayer. They had to say their prayer. They had to say the prayer over the food. One do it this Sunday, and the next one do it the next Sunday. And praise God, whatever, all around the table. You had to learn. But now we have let children go. They don't do any of that anymore. Praise God. There is no prayers around the table. Children will look at you funny now if you tell them to pray, because they don't know the prayer. They don't even know the Lord's Prayer. They don't know the 23rd Psalm. We had to learn the books of the Bible. We had to worship. We had to worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I remember they used to say, come kneel down right here. And we had to kneel. Praise God. That is not what it, what's going on now. When we speak of family altar, we mean family worship, where the husband or the wife or both call a family altar to portion of the Bible is read, and they kneel in prayer. That's what I'm talking about. That's the way I was brought up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to know, praise God, God has a plan for our lives and our children's lives. But Father leads in prayer and ask the blessings of the covenant over the family. Praise God. Such family worship is no foreign to our home, but it is now. Back then it wasn't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But some of us remember these times when our parents, praise God, told us what to do when it came to gathering around the table or speaking to one another, praise God, hallelujah, and praying for. I used to hear parents say, so-and-so, pray for your brother, pray for your sister, they're not feeling good. You don't hear that. It's a funny thing now. It's not, praise God, what has been ordained by God. Let us go back. Let us go back, people, to the old time way. Tell our children, hallelujah, to come, come and worship with me. Sing a song and tell them not to laugh. And they will listen, hallelujah. And let the Spirit of the Lord move in their hearts, praise God. Let the Spirit of the Lord go deep down in them so they won't go the wrong way, praise God. Let's sing a song and let them know it's not funny. It's good to sing unto the Lord. And hallelujah, we know if we start to plant the seeds in them, praise God, Lord God, we know that they're going to change, praise God. Hallelujah. God said he'll draw them back. I don't care if they're in the hump pen. God said he'll draw them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord tonight and give God all the glory and the honor tonight. Praise God for all that he's done, all that he's going to do for our children. And we're going to start our family altar back. Praise God. Hallelujah. All those that come in our home, they will worship the Lord with us. Praise God. Say, come, let us worship the Lord together. And praise God. Just sit down. Hold a hand and hallelujah. And pray for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you. God loves you, and so do I. So come back with us next week. Oh, I forgot. This Saturday is the time for prayer. So we will have prayer this Saturday. It's nothing like prayer, y'all. The only way we're going to win over the devil is prayer. So Saturday at 10 o'clock, right on this same number, let's pray together. That is so good in the eyesight of God. Be blessed now. I love each one of you all. Happy birthday again. Bye-bye. All right.
Love you too, Pastor. Love everybody. God bless.
Love you.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.